I'm actually a PhD student, PhD candidate at the University of Minnesota, and I study technical communication. I come here probably like 4 or 5 times a week. I live just 2 blocks away. So I come here running in the morning. I come here and run around in a circle. And then someday, like today, I just come and do some writing or reading. Sometimes I just walk around and just take pictures or something. Sometimes I don't do any. I just walk around and then go back home. It's just a nice place to come to be outside. I have like 51 volumes of journals that I've written in. So, just by hand. I tried typing. I like that too. You know, you can get a lot more down faster. But I just find something really relaxing about having my pen touch the page. You know what I mean? I was in first grade. We had these notebooks. And we would write in them maybe once a week. We'd turn them in, and the teacher would read them all and comment. And just, like, write notes back to us. The year after that, my mom was like, I know you really enjoyed doing this last year, so I thought I would do it with you. And so I was in third grade, and I would write back and forth to my mom. I would leave it on her bed, and then she would leave it on my bed, you know. I remember writing about going to a park with my friends. I wrote about how, you know, I went outside and played in the sandbox and just what I was doing, and I loved it. She would just write just things she was doing and how she was proud of me for what I was doing, and she would be like, thanks for helping your younger brother set the table. She gave me a lot of confidence. And then fifth grade, I didn't write to them anymore. I just wrote to myself, you know. Well, I have a really good relationship with my mother, too, still, you know. It's like meditation. And I feel a sort of a catharsis, you know. It's just a kind of, like, a beauty in writing. It helps me make sense of things and clarify who I want to be and what I want to do. It helps me act deliberately and not just, you know, going along with the flow of things.